Luke chapter 5, beginning in verse 1. And it came to pass, as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, of course it's Peter, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught, or for a large catch. And Simon answering unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing, and nevertheless at thy word I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. I look at these verses that are very familiar. I've preached from them several times. I've got a different sort of burden on my heart this morning. And that is this. The Lord blessed these people. There's no other way to explain it. There's no other way to describe what takes place. In a lake that had been fished all night, then they caught nothing. A multitude of fish were caught. No matter what you say, no matter what you believe, that is a blessing that comes from the Lord. It came from God. Only God could do that. It was a blessing. I want to ask you a question. Would you like to be blessed always? Would you like to always be blessed? I'm making a promise this morning upon Scripture. It is not my promise, it's not my opinion, it's not my words. That would mean nothing. You could ignore it and go home and forget it all. If it comes from me, you don't have to listen at all, but it does not come from me. It comes from the Lord. It comes from the Scripture, the principles of the Bible. There is a way to be blessed always. There is a way to always be blessed. I want to ask you this question, try to answer. How can I be blessed always? There's no doubt he blessed them here. There's no doubt they received something that came from God. They received a blessing they would not have received had God not blessed. How can that be true of my life? Can that be true of my life and yours? I say it can. 100% of the time. Did you hear that? 100% of the time, always. Always is a big word. You ask your wife where she wants to go, and she tells you, you say, you always want to go there. Well, that's not completely true. Or you, as a wife, ask your husband a question, you say, you always answer that question that way. Well, that's not completely true. We abuse the word always. This morning, I'm not. We misuse the word always. We exaggerate the word always. This morning, I'm not. I'm talking about always being blessed. Doesn't that kind of sound interesting to you? Does that not sort of pique your interest? If it's so, doesn't that make you want what I'm talking about this morning? How to be blessed always. He blesses in such a way that two boats almost sank because of the catch. Talk about a blessing. It says in verse 4, Jesus said to Peter, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. He promised them a blessing. He said, if you'll do this, I promise you, I'll bless you. But did you get what I said? He said to them, if you'll do this, I promise you a blessing. Is there a word in there you don't like too much? He said, if you'll launch and if you'll let down the nets, you'll get a draw. There's the key. That's the key we don't like. That's the stipulation we'd like to ignore, but we can't ignore it. If we want to be blessed all the time, always, here's the key. Obedient. And now some of you already have lost interest. Boy, you was all excited when I said, God will bless you all the time, always. But now when you find out the key, you've lost interest. Because we don't want to obey. We don't want anybody, including God, telling us what to do and when to do it and how to do it. We want to live our way. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. But you'll miss His blessings if you do. Go ahead, Rick. I'm talking to me too. We can live our way if we please. He'll let us. But we'll miss His blessings. There's a way to be blessed 100% of the time. He still promises to us exactly what He promised them. He said, if you'll do what I say, I'll bless you. Now, verse 5, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Peter, when Jesus said, if you'll launch out into the deep and you'll let down your nets, I'll make sure you catch fish. And the thing that popped in Peter's mind is exactly what it popped in mine had I been there. He starts trying to explain everything away. And he says to Jesus, we've already been out there all night long. And we have toiled. We have labored. We have worked. They were seasoned fishermen. They were not rookies. They weren't just out there trying to do the best they could. They knew what to do. They knew how to catch fish. They knew the best spots. They had worked all night and came back with not even one fish. Could I say, sometimes obedience isn't sensible. I mean, what Jesus told them didn't make a lick of sense. He said, go back out there and do the same thing you've been doing, and I'll bless you. Well, that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Sometimes what God tells us to do doesn't make any logical sense to us. Has God ever told you something and you said, what? Are you sure you want me to do that? Have you ever wondered, is this really God I'm hearing? Sometimes obedience isn't sensible. Sometimes obeying what He said doesn't make any sense at all. Let me say this. Whether it makes sense or not, even whether we're going to be blessed or not, shouldn't matter. What should matter is that I obey Him, that I do what He says. Now that I get blessed because of it is an added bonus. But I should not obey Him because I want to be blessed. I should obey Him because He deserves it, because He died for me, because He saved my soul, because He walks with me daily, because He's a good God, because He's always right. His word, His command, what He tells us to do is always right, and that ought to be enough. If He doesn't bless us or not, obeying Him should be what we want to do and are willing to do. But it's not always that easy. Sometimes obedience isn't sensible. Hey, here He says to them, here's what He tells them to do. Launch out, take the same boat into the same lake, and do almost the same thing that you've done all night long. Well, that doesn't make any sense. But that's what He told them to do. The place didn't make sense. He said, launch out into the deep. Well, they knew. And I know now from studying, you don't catch fish out of the depths. The fishermen of that day knew you go to the shallow spot, for they fish with nets. And if you go out where the deep water is, you drop the net down, man alive, a fish got enough sense to swim under the net. You don't catch anything in the deep. But that's where He said to go. That's what He told them to do. His command was, launch out into the deep. That doesn't make sense. That is not logical. That is not sensible. But that's what He said. He said, launch out into the deep and let down the nets. The place wasn't sensible. You don't go deep, you stay shallow. Not only was the place not sensible, but the period, the time wasn't sensible. What did Peter say? We have toiled all night. They had fished all night. The morning has come, and Jesus finds them washing their nets after a long night of useless fishing, a long night of toil. And now it's morning. Now it's day. Now the sun's come up. Any fisherman of that day could have told you, you do not fish during the day. You go out at night. That's why they went out at night. He only not only says, go to a place that isn't sensible, but go in a period that isn't sensible. Go. Everything He tells them isn't making one lick of sense.
I mean, if you want to try to not catch fish, you do what he said. Go out in the deep and go out while the sun's shining. Sometimes his commandments, what he says, doesn't make sense. Sometimes obeying him isn't sensible. The place didn't make sense, and the period didn't make sense. I want to say the people didn't make sense.
Oh, if it had been me. You do know we can do things better than God sometime, right? We think we can.
Had it been me, I would have said, if you want to catch a bunch of fish, get your buddies that's rested all night. Go find some of your friends that have rested and have slept well, and they're fresh, and they're awake, and they're strong. He surely would not have said to these weak, sleepy, weary, discouraged people, you go back, hey, and do the same thing you've been doing all night. But that's what he says. He said to the people who had come back discouraged. He said to people who came back defeated. He said to people who had done the best they could and caught nothing. It was not that they didn't catch as much as usual. It was not that they didn't catch as much as they wanted or hoped for. They caught nothing. They caught not one fish. They didn't catch a minnow. And he says to these people who have gone to that lake and done the best they could, go out and do the same thing again. That doesn't make sense. Peter said, we've toiled all night. We have done the best we could, and we've come up empty-handed. Sometimes obedience isn't sensible.
But there's one thing that makes the difference this time, and that is that Jesus said to do it. That's what makes the difference. Peter said, nevertheless, at thy word,
if you tell me to, I will. If you tell us to, we're gone. If you tell us to, we will obey.
And that's what they did.
Sometimes God will tell you things to do that does not make sense. Sometimes you'll wonder, is this really even God? And you need to be careful that it is, because the devil whispers lies all the time. But I want to tell you something. If it is from God, whether it makes sense to us or not, it is right. It is to be obeyed. He tells us right every single time. Obedience isn't sensible.
Verse 5, Peter said, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. I don't have time to spend on nets compared to net. Maybe that'll be later on.
But Peter said, at thy word, I have heard what you said. I have heard your instructions. I have heard your command. I have heard your desire. I have heard your word, and at thy word, I will do what you said to do.
Not only obedience isn't sensible, but I want to say obedience is simple. Simple.
Now, it doesn't always seem simple, because sometimes we wonder, is that really God? Is God leading me? Is this his will? Is this his voice? But I want to tell you something. Once you get it settled, this is what God said. It's simple. Do what he tells us to do. Peter heard the word. The disciples heard the word. The word was launch out and let down. That's simple. They were not confused about what he said. They were not confused about the content of the message. They knew what he said. The problem was doing it.
Fortunately, they did. The word of God is one way that God speaks to his people.
Remember what Jesus' mama said to the servants? Whatsoever he saith unto thee, do it.
I mean, that's pretty simple.
Listen to him and do what he says. Obedience is simple. Hearing what he said and doing it.
But the key is listening. That tells me first, I got to know him. I've got to know him if I'm going to hear him.
Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. And if you're not saved, you can't hear the voice of God except through conviction. When he deals with you about being a sinner, you have never heard the voice of God if you're not saved except by showing you yourself. Does not matter what you think, no matter what you think you heard, no matter what experience you've had, if you're not saved, the only way he speaks to you is through conviction, showing you you're a sinner, showing you your need of a Savior.
I want to tell you something. When he speaks to you about that, you need to obey. You need to listen. You need to do what he says, which is repent.
believe on Him and accept Him as your Lord and Savior. Turn your life over to Him. Obedience is simple when we hear from Him doing what He says. He speaks to us through the Scripture. God's will to the world is found in this book. The whole world is found in this book. What God wants to say to the world is found in the book in your lap. What God says to the world, what God says to His people, what God says to every believer is in the book in your lap. And we hear Him by hearing it. We hear Him by listening to what He says in the book. This book never changes. It is not out of date. It was not for yesterday. It was not for last year. It was not for the years ago at Grandpa's day. It is as up to date today as it ever has been. If you want to hear what God says, He speaks through the Scripture. He speaks through the Word of God. And when we listen to what He says in this book, it's vitally important that we obey what He says. Listen to a few verses. Luke 11:28. Blessed. I think that's what I'm talking about. I'm heading back in that direction. I said, do you always want to be blessed? Do you always want God's blessings? He's sort of telling us about that. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. If we want God's blessings all the time, we need to hear the word of God and do what He says. We need to listen to what He says through the word. James 1:25. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, the word of God, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. He said, when you look in this word and you hear what He says and you do what He says, He said, I'll bless you every time, every time. When we hear what He says through the Scripture, He says, I'll bless you. Jesus said in John 13:17, if you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. He tells us if we want to be blessed, if we want a spiritual happiness, if we want contentment and joy, we got to listen to Him. He speaks. I'm talking about obedience is simple. We hear what He says and do it. We hear from Him when He speaks through the Scriptures. We hear from Him when He speaks through the Spirit. If you're saved, the Holy Spirit lives inside. And He doesn't just speak to you and me through His Scripture, through His Word. This is what He says to all people. This is God's will for all people. But the Spirit, when He speaks to us through the Spirit, it's God's will for me. What does He want for me? What is He saying to me? That's as real as Jesus literally speaking to Peter and saying, launch out and let down. I'm talking about obedience is simple. Hearing Him and doing it. We hear Him speak through the Scripture. We're to do it. We hear Him speaking to us through the Spirit. We're to do it. Here's what Romans 8:14 says. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. It's like the Holy Spirit saying, come on. This is the way. Come on. Here's what you need to do. The Holy Spirit leads. The Holy Spirit speaks inside the heart of every believer. Resides the Holy Spirit. And He is the means whereby God speaks to us and will be blessed if we listen. Listen to this verse. John 16:13. Howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. I'm saying this Bible and this Spirit is what God uses to speak to us, to tell us His will, to speak what He wants us to hear, to tell us what He wants us to do. And if we want to be blessed, we'll listen. And if we want to miss the blessings, we won't. I'm talking about how we can be blessed always, every time, 100% of the time, when we listen to Him and obey Him, we will be blessed. But wait a minute. Did you know there was a but coming somewhere? I want to ask us, what is a blessing? I've thrown that word around, not haphazardly and not carelessly, but I have used the word blessings an awful lot this morning, and I have gone so far to say, I promise us we will be blessed if we obey. And if we don't obey, we won't be blessed. So what do I mean by blessing? What do I mean by the word blessing? Now,
we think something will make me happy. Plenty of money in the bank and no worries about finances. Healthy body and not sick and not weak and no doctor visits, no hospital affairs. Everybody like me and everybody just come to me and they love me. And that's what we think about blessings, and that's true to a degree. The surface blessings. I mean, listen, here were some men who worked all night and caught nothing. Now they go out and drop their net one time, and God obviously blesses them. I mean, you look at the fish. You do not have to wonder. You don't have to look in the eyes of the fishermen and try to read their thoughts. The blessing is obvious. That's a special blessing. Something God gave, something God did, and you see it. What's a blessing? Well, they're special blessings. Things that God does. I guess I could summarize it like this. Listen to me. Anything good that comes from God, that's a blessing. Anything good that comes from God. Listen, the real blessings come when you really need them. Now, I'm dragging you along. You follow me. The real blessings come when we really need them. Sometimes our list, what we say is are blessings, and what God says are blessings, are completely different. And I wonder which list is correct. I wonder which one we can depend on, mine or his. Well, you know the answer to that question. I'm talking about special blessings. Remember, he's the one that's in charge of the blessing. Only he, their fish were not caught. Then there were fish that were caught. What made the difference? His blessing, his work, his touch. God moved, and there was something that was not before. And God, and only God, is the dispenser of blessing. They only come from him. Real blessings only come from God. Nobody can give it to you. Only he can. I'll say it again. Special blessings. Obvious blessings. You're sick, and you get well. And everybody knows. My goodness, they were sick, but now they're well. That's a blessing from God. I mean, that's an obvious, easily noticed blessing from God. You're struggling financially. God, through some series of circumstances, provides finances. It's obvious. It's noticeable. You don't have to wonder. You don't have to look deep. It's obvious. The bank account is bigger than it was. That's a blessing. That's a special blessing that came from God. Special blessings are blessings that are obvious, noticeable. You have friends. Do you think it's just because you're friendly? Well, no, it's a part of it, but God's blessing gives you friends. There are special blessings, circumstances that are positive. They got fish. That's positive. But there's also spiritual blessings. I hope you're letting me drag you along this morning. Hope you're following me. I said that we can be blessed always, 100% of the time. But I better know what blessings are. They're special blessings that are obvious. Good things that happen. We like that list. We like that when that happens. But there are also are spiritual blessings. Did you notice what happened to Peter? It says they were all astonished when they saw the great catch of fish, but only Peter fell on his face and said, I'm not worthy to be in your presence. He had had a spiritual blessing. He saw something the others didn't. He experienced something the others didn't. He went through something the others didn't. He saw God. He saw Jesus in a way the others didn't see. There was a spiritual blessing that Peter experienced. And I'll be honest, I'd rather have that blessing than the blessing of the fish only. I'd rather have the spiritual blessings. I'd rather have something that may not be so obvious. You're troubled, you're fearful, and God gives you peace. Oh, that blessing is priceless. When there's a spiritual blessing and God blesses you with something you didn't do, nobody did it, circumstances didn't change, things didn't improve, nobody said anything in particular, but God, all of a sudden, you were troubled, you were fearful, you were afraid, you were weeping perhaps, and all of a sudden, God gives peace. All of a sudden, things are different inside. That's a spiritual blessing. That's the kind of blessing I long for. That's the kind of blessings I need, and that's the kind of blessings are promised to those who will obey.
spiritual blessings. I like the special blessings. I like it when the nets are full. I like it when I'm well. I like it when a few people like me. I like it when those things that are obvious from God, blessings. But I want to tell you, I sure do crave the spiritual blessings. And I sure do need them. When we're so weak, you want to run away and hide. You want to avoid the obligation. You don't want to do what you got to do, but you know you need to. And you obey. And God gives strength. God implants courage. All of a sudden, where you were afraid, now there's a courage that God gave you, a spiritual blessing. You're having trouble with people. Relationships strained. Hard feelings. Members of the past, what they did, what they said, what you did. It's weighing on you. It's heavy on you. It worries you. It troubles you. It burns you. Or even worse, you don't care. Hard to heart, unconcerned. If they hadn't done it, I wouldn't feel this way. But then God blesses, and your heart turns to butter. And all of a sudden, you care for the person again. And you pray for them, and you mean it. And all of a sudden, you see their heart being touched. You see their attitude. Their eyes are not stern anymore. Their eyes are tender. Their heart has been turned. I want to tell you, there's something more than just a bunch of fish. There's something more important, more valuable than that. The spiritual blessings that God and only God can do and will do if we'll obey. Spiritual blessings. Things you can't really touch, can't hardly even explain, but you can experience it. Spiritual blessings, like Peter experienced something the others didn't. When God does something for you and you look back and say, He carried me through it. Oh, that's the kind of blessings I long for. I'll tell you, I don't know how many times I've woke up and said, God, thank you for carrying me through the night. Thank you. You did it. It was you. It was you. You get the glory. You get the credit. It was you. That's the kind of blessings that we need, we ought to long for, and ought to be more important than anything else, physical. Sometimes the greatest blessings we can get is what He takes away from us. A minus, a subtraction. Some of you know what I'm talking about. When God takes something away from you, some of you are bound. Some of you were tied up. Some of you were enslaved to sin or a habit. And God reached in and took that desire away. Gave you victory. Delivered you. Where do you think that blessing came from? If you think it's your willpower, you're wacko. It was God that gave you a spiritual blessing and took away a desire, took away a habit, and delivered you. That's a special blessing? Oh no, that's a spiritual blessing. I'm talking about what God can do if we'll listen. There's eternal blessing. Jesus said, if you give a cup of cold water in my name, you won't lose your rewards. I'm talking about blessings. I'm talking about what God can do. Can I say a couple of things? I'll get through. Obedience. That's what I'm talking about. We receive the blessings we need, the blessings we desire, only when we obey. There would be no fish had they not obeyed. There would be no catch. There would be no experience that Peter had they not obeyed. And obedience is most important during trials. They had a hard night. They were weary. They wanted to wash their nets and go home. During trials, during hardships, during difficulties, when your world's falling apart, when troubles are coming, when your heart is broken, during trials is when it's more important than ever to obey. Because that's when we need a blessing. That's when we need help. We need to obey during trials more than ever, more than any other time. Paul suffered like no other man I know of than Jesus, and I believe that's a factual statement. And he said, after all the hurt, and after all the times when he obeyed the Lord, even though it hurt, he said, I take pleasure in infirmity. I take pleasure. They're my best friend. Because through the infirmity and me obeying, blessing. In my weakness, I get His strength. Obedience is most important during trials. Even the smallest matters bring the biggest blessings. I mean, all they did was take a boat, go out and drop a net. I mean, that's not rocket science. That is not something so precise, not something so difficult. They had to keep checking their notes, making sure they were doing right. All they did was go out and do it again. And one of the biggest blessings they could have experienced, they did enjoy. I'll tell you something. The things that are smallest to us, the things we almost ignore, the things we can think almost, wonder if that was God,
That's when we need to obey. Because there's no telling what he's about to do. There's no telling what he's about to protect us from. When we are going through the difficulties, we need to obey. When we're hearing the smallest voice from heaven, we need to obey. Our obedience blesses us, but our obedience blesses others. Did you hear what he said? It filled up the first boat, and they were still pulling. They called for the other ship, and they called their buddies over, and they both pulled, and it filled up both ships. The obedience of this crowd blessed them, but the obedience of this crowd blessed that crowd. You're not only a blessing to yourself, a blessing to the Lord, but when we obey, we're a blessing to others. And I promise you one thing, our disobedience will hurt others. Go ahead and live like you want to. Go ahead. You'll regret it. I promise you one day, and I'm not talking just to you, I'm talking to me. If we live our own way and don't obey Him, we will regret it, and others will pay. Our obedience blesses us and others. Have you ever thought of somebody who loved the Lord and you thought, They're such a blessing. You know what that is? Their blessing is blessing you. I want to tell you something. Our disobedience hurts us and hurts others. You go ahead and live how you want to. You'll pay for it, and people you care about will pay for it. I want to tell you, there's a way to be blessed every single time. I think we'll never be sorry if we obey, and sooner or later we'll always be sorry if we disobey. So I've said two things this morning. I have said we can be blessed all the time. I've tried to explain how we can be blessed. But I said all those possible blessings depend on our obedience. He said, if you launch and if you'll let down, I will give you the blessing. And he did what he said. So the bottom line really is to us, and this is not the best way to do it, but I'll do it. Is do we want a blessing or a curse? I said it's not the best way to do it because we ought to want to obey God anyway. If obeying God hurt us, we ought to want to obey Him. If obeying God cost us, we ought to want to obey Him. He deserves it. If obeying God made our life miserable, we ought to want to obey Him. But it doesn't. I'll say it again. A curse or a blessing. That's what it says in Deuteronomy. God said, behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. And He explains it. Here's the options, a blessing or a curse. That's the options. I set them before you this day. Which do you want? Here he explains it. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God. And a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God. Isn't that kind of simple? He says you can have a curse or you can have a blessing. If you want to be cursed, you just don't listen to me. I promise you there's more than one person here this morning. God's been speaking to you. I know the burden of my heart, and I just know it. I know the struggle and the battle of this message, and the devil does not want you to hear this message. There's some people here, not just one, there's some people here. God's been speaking to you, and you know you're heading to trouble. You know right now you're not happy, you're not content. A blessing is almost a forgotten thing. And the Lord this morning sent me here to tell you and me that we don't have to live that way. He said, I've got a blessing, but I also have a curse. If you want my blessing, obey. For somebody here this morning, more than one, that means He'll speak to your heart and you need to come down here and get things right. You need to come down here and finally get it settled. Quit fighting, quit living your own way, give it all up and accept the blessing He offers you. For some of us, it simply means learning to trust Him, learning to depend on Him, learning to obey Him. That's a process. It's a walk. Like I just walked across this platform, step by step, learning experience. For somebody here, more than one, I'm convinced, it means you need to be saved this morning. He speaks to your heart about being saved, of really being born again, of being a Christian, of having your sin forgiven, of going to heaven instead of hell. And He's saying this morning, do you want heaven or do you want hell? Let's stand together. If you'll come. You heard the message. I beg you to mind the Lord. Father, speak to us. Lord, help us to hear you. Speak so definitely, so clearly that we'll know that it's you. Speak definitely with what you want us to do and help us to listen to you and obey you. May no one here choose a cursing when they can have a blessing. Thank you so much, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Will you mind the Lord? Will you come? I am convinced the Lord is speaking to some folks. Will you mind Him? You know what I believe? I believe Peter and all those disciples were glad they listened to the Lord that day. I'm glad they listened, but I believe they're glad they listened. They sure would have missed out on a blessing. Will you mind the Lord this morning? Will you come? Will you obey Him? I'm convinced people need to come this morning and get saved. Will you realize there's nothing in this world worth going to hell for? Nothing in this world worth going to hell for. Will you come this morning? Will you just come on? He's speaking to your heart. That's Him speaking. He's speaking to you just as real and just as definitely as He did Peter and those fishermen that day. Will you come? There's folks here, I'm convinced the Lord's trying to help you in a real way.